Ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Kelly. Welcome to the DDJ Show, where it's all about speaking and preaching the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, happy hump day. It's Wednesday. It's 4:01 p.m. on the West Coast. Shout out to you, wherever the hell you at. Shit, man, I'm just chilling. Ladies and gentlemen, I think it's time to cancel Spotify. Yes, cancel Spotify. If you are an independent artist, don't even promote your music on there no more. Just do it on Tidal, any other music platform except Spotify. Ladies and gentlemen, they have been removing my music multiple times over the few years in the past. What really set it off is this. Okay, I did have an album that was removed, but you know, I always keep my MP3s. Every time I release an album, you know, I always have a song put up somewhere, right? But I'm like, okay, whatever. Okay, they remove the album. My main number one song that was on one of my albums, I'm gonna put on the next new album. Now, this is what I'm gonna do to avoid my music from getting removed from Spotify. I'm gonna put it on every music platform, but not on Spotify. Of course, it'll be on Tidal, Amazon, Pandora, any other music platform except Spotify. It will not be on there because I am sick and tired of them removing my damn music. Well, anyway, this ticked me off yesterday, ladies and gentlemen. You know, as I was recording videos for IG, doing my content, last night, I checked my email and I got an email from TuneCore, which is my distributor that I release all my music through, saying one of your songs were flagging. And they put up the you guys know that IRC something. Y'all know the code and all that shit to your song link. Well, anyway, it said one of your songs were flagging. And they said something about getting in contact with your team. Is your song still live? And I was just reading this long ass article and shit. I've been talking to my team about what Spotify is doing, you know. And they said, we'll check into that. I'm like, it does no good to even try to promote your damn music. You know, I've been stopped messing with fraudulent streaming services, you know. And the one I rock with is legit. They say, you know, that they sworn up and down that they, you know, they go by Spotify terms and conditions. Everything was good until Spotify did something with their motherfucking terms and conditions. Now it's really fucking up my damn promotions through my team and shit. So I'm thinking like to myself, why even promote my music on Spotify anymore? It does no good because you know what? They don't pay artists that much money. And then they can remove your fucking music from every damn platform instead of just only Spotify. Because them the motherfuckers have always got a complaint. Why would you say remove from all platforms when you do not have anything to do with any other music platform but Spotify? And that's some real shit, y'all. They ain't got shit to do with Tidal, Amazon Music, Apple Music, none of that shit. But they want to request your music removed from all platforms. Ain't that some shit, which don't make no sense. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I sent them an email and I'm telling y'all what I just said. You know, that's some of it right there. I'm sick of them. I said, how is any other music promotional streaming service is supposed to cope with what Spotify is doing? Y'all making it very hard and difficult for any artist to promote their music. Especially when they try to go by the terms and conditions. Now they didn't get something else on Spotify. And it's fucking up music promotional services. Even though the team promotional service can be legit. But it's got to be at a certain level. And it's messing up a lot of shit, ladies and gentlemen. It is crazy, y'all. Man, I am so done with Spotify. You know what I'm going to do, y'all? I'm going to recruit a lot of artists that have their music on Spotify to just promote their music on Tidal. Now, money talk, bullshit walks. That's why I'm still rocking with my team and promoting my music on no other platform but Tidal. I'm about to start testing the waters on Amazon Prime next. Amazon Music. I'm going to promote my music on there next, ladies and gentlemen. Because Spotify, it's not working, man. I am sick and tired of Spotify. I thought about just making a request that they remove all my music from Spotify and leave it on any other platform but except Spotify. I am sick and tired of Spotify removing my shit. I'm constantly getting emails. My music getting flagged. You know the funny thing is about this, ladies and gentlemen? The song they said that they got flagged, I'm looking at this motherfucker on a Spotify artist app. It only got 3 fucking plays. I'm like, I've been stopping promoting my music on Spotify. And I'm still getting flagged and shit. You know what? I'm getting sick of Spotify. You know, I got another album I'm going to drop, right? Ladies and gentlemen. But you know what? With this next album, boy, it's going to be good. But it will not. It will be on any other platform. The main one is Tidal. It won't be on Spotify. Oh, no. So that way, I ain't got to worry about the motherfuckers looking for spikes and shit. Anything to discourage my streams so they can try to remove my shit. Because they some mean, rude motherfuckers. Yes, Spotify is mean and just straight up plain rude when they do not have no authority on any other platform but themselves. Them motherfuckers will make a request to have all your music removed from every fucking store where they don't got shit to do with other music platforms. That shit don't make no sense. Make it make sense. How the hell you're gonna make a complaint about some motherfucking music streams from fraudulent on your platform and have it removed from every platform? That shit don't make no sense, ladies and gentlemen. I refuse to promote my music anymore on Spotify. I'm leaving what the hell is on there. But you know what I'm going to try to, I was thinking about doing? I might close my motherfucking artist account on that bitch. You feel me? But I'm going to leave all my music on every other platform because I am sick and tired of Spotify. Ladies and gentlemen, shit is crazy, y'all. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Cali. This is the D2J show where it's all about speaking and preaching the truth. And the truth is, Spotify is a pain in the ass. With all these motherfucking tweaks and shit on about how many streams you should have. And all this abnormal shit. You can be legit and try to get some motherfucking streams, or somebody could add your music to their playlist and listen to it numerous of times. And if anything is not normal, Spotify gonna say, oh, that's fraud. That's fraud. Oh, we're gonna flag your music. We're gonna remove your music. They should just cancel Spotify. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what it comes down to with Spotify? Spotify should just be for signing it major recording artists that's on some motherfucking labels. I'm talking about the rich and famous only. Why be an independent artist and promote your music over there? The money's not worth it. It's not worth it. Why risk having your promoting your music and your shit gotta be at a certain level before the motherfuckers wanna flag it or remove it? I say just cancel Spotify. You know what? Spotify should just, hey, be for only the rich and famous major recording artists. Only. No independent artists. Because it's not worth it. Because these motherfuckers are keeping tabs on the way you promote your music. And if it don't add up to their criteria of what the hell they adjusted to, they will flag it and they will move it. Ladies and gentlemen, that is some real shit. Now, I got some motherfucking resources to where I'm going to post, you know, cancel Spotify. I'm moving from Spotify on to Tidal. That's where the money's at. They pay artists more money Spotify got the nerve to not even pay us no motherfucking money. They got billions, but they giving us some motherfucking crumbs. And to make it more harder for artists to promote their music, they fucking with the terms and conditions. And if it don't add up to what they see fit, they remove your shit. That's us artists losing money. Now, I work too damn hard to keep getting my shit removed. And even when I'm trying to be legit, lay off some motherfucking streaming fraudulent services, and I'm still getting my shit removed. This is some bullshit, y'all. I'm sick of Spotify. I can see why, I said this on Twitter, why Beyonce or any other similar major recording artists have their music removed from Spotify. I do not choose to put their music on there. Didn't Taylor Swift did something like that before? I think she did, to where she had something remove it. Hey, shout out to Snoop, because I think he's with Death Row. He had music removed from Spotify too. I don't blame them, because right now Spotify is making it harder and harder for any recording artist to promote their music. You know, it's us indie artists who are having a hard time. If you're a major recording artist, world motherfucking white, famous, rich, famous, you ain't got shit to worry about. You sign, you famous, you ain't got nothing to worry about. It's us independent artists that got shit to worry about, because these motherfuckers, Spotify, what they do is they come around looking for a report. They're looking for spikes and anything that don't add up to their criteria, and they remove your shit. End of the story, period. They so motherfucking rude, you know. I put in an email, like I said again. I said, why not have, when you request any artist's music to be removed, why not just have it removed from Spotify and Spotify only? Why would you request it to be removed from all platforms? What? And I said, what does Spotify have to do with any other music platform? Nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, I just had up to here with Spotify, y'all. You know, every time they remove my music, shit, I'm like, I'm losing money, man. I'm losing money. Boy, this next album will not be on that motherfucker. You feel me? I got a couple of more tracks I'm going to put on my next album. I'm about to release that motherfucker. It's going to be on everything but Spotify. They ain't fucking with the next album. You know, mostly all my music is on Tidal. Ain't none of that shit on Spotify. Only a couple of albums on there, you know. So shout out to TuneCore, because them motherfuckers, they got it to where, you know, most of my music is on Tidal. You know, it's a couple of albums on Spotify. I'm gonna leave that shit where it stands. Or one day I may just try to see if I can cancel that shit, cancel my account. But you know what? I don't want to cancel my Spotify account, because I'm doing my fucking podcast. Spotify for podcasters, ladies and gentlemen. This is what I'm doing. So I'm gonna just leave that shit where it stands. You know? Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Kelly. And thank you for tuning in to the DDJ Show, where it's all about speaking and preaching the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, well, I'm out. Until next time, folks. Peace. Happy.